Welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most useful little pro tricks in Euro and rolling drum and bass. Delay throws on vocals. A delay throw is not leave a delay on the whole vocal. It's those quick, intentional hits of delay on specific words, usually the last word of a bar or the end of a phrase, so the vocal feels bigger and more rhythmic without turning your whole mix into soup. In Euro, that control matters, because the drums are fast. The bass is dense, and if your delays get sloppy, the snare loses punch and the low mids pile up instantly. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a dedicated ThrowFX return track in Ableton, built from stock devices that you can automate quickly and confidently. And I'll give you some teacher-style checkpoints so you can tell when it's working, not just when it's loud. Let's set the musical context first. Most Neuro is around 172 to 175 BPM. At that tempo, delay timing choices feel very different than they do in hip-hop or house. The common sync times for throws are a quarter note for big obvious space, an eighth note for tighter movement, an eighth dotted for that rolling, bouncy DNB swing, and 16th notes for fast chatter, which can be cool but can also turn into a blur really fast. Rule of thumb, start with eighth dotted for that rolling vibe, then adjust based on the pocket of your drums and the pace of the vocal. Now step 1. Prep the vocal track so the delay reacts cleanly. On the vocal clip, set warp mode. For most vocals, Complex Pro is a safe starting point. Then do light cleanup. You don't need to surgically remove every breath right now, but you do want to reduce obvious room noise or weird tails that will get exaggerated when they hit a delay. Next, add an EQ 8 on the vocal itself. High pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz depending on the voice. If it's sounding boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 500. We're not trying to mix the whole vocal in this lesson. We're trying to keep the low end and low mids under control, so the throw doesn't carry junk into a busy neuro mix. Extra coach note here, your send level is only as consistent as the vocal feeding it. If your vocal is super dynamic, your throws will feel random. Some explode, some vanish. So if needed, put a light compressor on the vocal before you even start. Think ratio around 2 to 1. Medium attack, medium release, and aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the louder bits. That one move makes throw automation way easier to dial in. Step 2. Make a dedicated return track, because this is the cleanest workflow in Ableton. Create a return track and rename it a Vock Throw. Returns are perfect for throws, because your dry vocal stays clean and stable, and you automate the send only when you want the throw to happen. Step 3. Build the ThrowFX chain on return A. We are doing this in a specific order, because each device is solving a specific problem. First device, echo or delay if you prefer. We'll start with echo. Turn sync on. Set the time to 8th dotted. Set feedback around 25 to 40%. You want multiple repeats, but not a tail that runs into the next lyric at 174 BPM. Set dry slash wet to 100% because this is a return. The return should be fully wet. Then widen it a bit. Stereo around 120 to 160% is a good modern range. Optional, a tiny bit of modulation, very small, just to keep the repeats from sounding static. If you can hear obvious wobble, it's probably too much for a beginner throw. If you're using the simpler delay device instead, a nice beginner move is setting left and right to different musical values, like left on eighth dotted and right on quarter, so the repeats move. Keep feedback in that 25 to 40 zone. Second device, EQ 8 right after the delay. This is where most beginner throws get fixed. High pass the throw around 150 to 250 Hz. In DNB this is huge. If your delays carry lows, they will fight the bass and the body of the snare. Then low pass the throw around 6 to 10 kHz to keep it darker and less hissy. If the throw is competing with the snare crack, try a small notch around 2 to 4 kHz. Don't overdo it. Just carve enough so the snare transient still feels like it's on top. Third device, saturator for neuro-friendly grit and density. Set drive around 2 to 6 dB. Start at 3. Turn soft clip on. The point here is not make it distorted for the sake of distortion. The point is, distorted delays read better on small speakers and in dense mixes. It helps the throw feel present without needing to crank it. Optional fourth device, a small, controlled reverb after the saturator, only if you want the throw to bloom slightly. Keep it tight. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 200 to 400. High cut 7 to 10k. And keep the reverb amount subtle, like 15 to 30% inside the return. Remember, you're already in a return, so you're stacking ambience quickly. In Euro, the vibe is control depth, not a giant tail. Step 4. Stop the throw from masking the snare. This is where the effect becomes DNB ready. You've got two stock options. First, the simple one. A gate at the end of the return chain. Set the threshold so the tail dies faster. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Floor to minus infinity for clean cuts. This makes throws punchy and prevents smear. Second option, and honestly the more record-like one. Sidechain ducking. Put a compressor at the end of the return. Enable sidechain and feed it from your snare track or drum bus. Ratio somewhere between 3:1 and 6:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds so it reacts quickly. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds so it breathes with the groove. Then adjust the threshold so you're getting maybe 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the snare hits, the goal is simple. The delay moves out of the way exactly when the snare happens, so your mix stays punchy while still feeling spacious in between hits. Quick coach tip, sidechaining from just the snare often works better than the whole drum bus because it keeps the throw audible between kicks and ghost notes, but it still ducks for the main snare moments. Step 5. Automate the send. This audio version is shortened for playback.